Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news. I've got another podcast called The Full 90 Extra Time. That one is all about Seattle Sounders FC. And this week, tomorrow, they're headed to the playoffs against FC Dallas. We have some silly takes and lots of fun making a show talking soccer. So go listen to that too. Full 90 Extra Time podcast. If you're listening to this on the radio.com app, it'll be listed there. If not, look it up wherever you listen. Now, I'll talk about it a little bit here on the news segment, but this is so cool watching NASA's historic first all-female spacewalk. It's silly because, like, obviously women have been capable of doing this for forever, but it's nice that finally the progress, the small steps that the women before have taken have led to these big, huge, gravity-less leaps outside of the International Space Station. They're tethered, so they can't leap that far away. And it's not without gravity because the Earth is still there pulling them towards it. I get it, but you know what I mean. It feels like there's weightlessness because of the lack of gravity compared to where we stand every day. I talked to my buddy Rev from KSW, and he, you know, CC'd me on the stream this morning when it started, which was very nice of him. And I was like, dude, I don't even care. They could just show me a live stream of like a wrench spinning around in space and I'm in. Then when you add astronauts in there, that's awesome. It's cool. On top of their space helmets I'm watching right now, they have padding built in so that way they don't bonk their heads into the space station and cause damage. That's amazing. I always love the selfies that the astronauts take of themselves when they're on the spacewalk. I can't wait to see the first all-female selfie from space. You want to talk about having the ultimate Facebook profile pic? That is how you do it. Anyway, kudos to the very wonderful and very brave women that are out there doing that today. That is so cool. It's astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
In King County, starting at the new year, you'll no longer be allowed to recycle plastic bags. Wait, we were able to do that before? How insanely confusing is our garbage collection? Now, while I'm 100% for it, what's happening with our recycling ever since China stopped taking it?
China.
On to some sad news. That crane that collapsed in South Lake Union, killing four a couple months ago, that accident has been ruled totally avoidable after a thorough investigation by local authorities. You see, pins were removed from the structure prematurely, and then a gust of wind brought the crane crashing down on top of the traffic below. Whew, sad, sad stuff. And real quick, on a positive note, congrats to the all-female spacewalking crew who left the cozy confines and recirculated air of the International Space Station today to do some work in the cold darkness of space. It's crazy how many handles are built onto the space station to keep them in place. It's the first time in the history of space travel that an all-female team has been selected.
You just got news.
Yep, here I am, still streaming. Anyway, that's super duper cool. This is wacky. I haven't read too much about it. I just keep seeing this headline, so let's check it out together. The Paris Zoological Park, according to Geek.com, recently introduced the blob, which is a weird organism that looks like a fungus and has almost 720 sexes. I think getting laid now was difficult. Imagine if you had to try and figure out which one of 720 sexes someone was to try and hook up. Imagine the pronouns you got to come up with, too. For real. Goodness. There's an exhibit that'll open to the public over the weekend. It'll showcase the unicellular living being, which has no eyes, no mouth, and no stomach, but can sense food. The blob is a living being which belongs to one of nature's mysteries, says Bruno David, director of the Paris Museum of Natural History. It surprises us because it has no brain, but is able to learn. And if you merge two blobs, the one that has learned will transmit its knowledge to the other. This sounds like a really weird version of Ender's Game. Is the movie for that any good? I didn't watch it because the book was great, and then movie didn't look good, to be honest with you. So, I don't know. A movie that I love. It took me forever to see Spirited Away. Have you seen that? It's the Miyazaki film from Studio Ghibli. It's an Italian word, I think. Ghibli. When you look it up on YouTube, it just makes me sound racist. God dang it. Anyway, great news about those films. I love them. I didn't see Spirited Away until forever, forever after it came out. But Princess Mononoke is one of my all-time favorites. It's so dark and heavy and, like, totally currently relevant. Anyway, great news about those films. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Get out your debit card. All of the Miyazaki Studio Ghibli films are coming to HBO Max. It's the first time they'll ever be available for digital streaming. Cool! HBO Max launches next year and will include all the shows from HBO, Warner Media content, third-party stuff, and now awesome films that I love like Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke. Add that to your Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh my god. Throw in some job applications while you're at it to afford all of this. Now, 400 years after the Mayflower sent a bunch of humans across the sea to the New World, we're gonna do it again. Only this time without the scurvy. The new Mayflower will be an autonomous drone ship covered in solar panels and with attached ocean-studying science pods. It'll make the voyage in just shy of 2 weeks. Way better than the 2 months it took previously without a dedicated toilet. So wait, I just do it right over the side? Okay. And finally, the scariest situation for a parent of a healthy kid can be the kid going missing. It happened to a family and the local community rushed to action. But it was actually a drone with heat-seeking capability that found the boy and his dog scared but safe and cuddling in a cornfield at almost 2 a.m. Cute! The heat-seeking drone firing heat-seeking missiles at the pair. Well, in hindsight, that was a poor choice. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! The news this morning and all week has been supported by Pacific Science Center. Have a great weekend. I hope everything's going great in your life. And if it's not, can I do something to help? Can I say what's up or whatever? Like, I don't know. Reach out to somebody if you're not feeling it. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Hope everything's going great. It's a busy one. Go Sounders! So if they kick the crap out of Dallas. Also, we want LAFC to lose.
The end of the show. The end of the show.
Thanks.